Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm afternoon across Israel. The sun shines brightly over Tel Aviv. Jerusalem enjoys mild temperatures. Haifa sees a gentle breeze, making it a perfect day to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports just in that Division 36 has thwarted a new attack plan by the Radwan force in southern Lebanon, with help from Iranian advisors. Also, according to the Jerusalem Post, the Pentagon faces scrutiny over the lack of details on a recent school strike in Iran during Operation Epic Fury. Also this hour, Israel Hayom reveals the heartbreaking story of Amar Hujirat, a Ministry of Defense employee killed by a drone strike on the northern border. Separately, I-24 News reports that a Ministry of Defense contractor was killed during Israeli operations in South Lebanon. And finally, Axios notes that Senator Rubio is set to host Israeli and Lebanese ambassadors for talks amid ongoing ceasefire efforts. Here's what people are saying online. Eli Afriat, an Israeli Reserve Forces analyst, shared just minutes ago that Brigade 226 found a massive explosive device in southern Lebanon during their operations. The Times of Israel posted earlier today that a defense ministry contractor was killed by a Hezbollah drone as the group continues to target Israeli forces. Middle East underscore 24 highlighted in a post from earlier a Lebanese newspaper's criticism of the country's boycott law with Israel, arguing it's outdated. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the foiled attack plan in southern Lebanon. According to Walla, Division 36 disrupted the Radwan forces' attempt to establish itself along strategic lines, aided by Iranian advisors. The plan's failure marks a significant setback for Hezbollah's operational strategy. This development underscores the ongoing tension and the strategic importance of intelligence operations in the region. Turning to the Pentagon's lack of transparency, the Jerusalem Post reports that a missile strike on a school in Iran during Operation Epic Fury killed 168 people. The Pentagon's silence raises questions about the operation's objectives and civilian impact. This lack of information could strain U.S.-Iran relations further and impact future military operations in the region. Meanwhile, the story of Amar Hujirat, shared by Israel Hayom, paints a personal picture of the conflict's toll. Killed by a drone strike, Hujirat was a member of a Bedouin clan with close ties to Israel's security apparatus. His death highlights the complex personal connections affected by regional conflicts and the deep roots of community involvement in national defense. In related news, I-24 News reports on the death of a defense ministry contractor in South Lebanon. This incident occurred amidst Israeli operations and underscores the risks faced by civilian contractors in conflict zones. The continued targeting of such individuals by Hezbollah could complicate ongoing military efforts and civilian protection measures. Finally, Axios notes that Senator Rubio will facilitate talks between Israeli and Lebanese ambassadors. These discussions aim to address the ceasefire amidst ongoing conflicts in southern Lebanon. The success of these talks could pave the way for a more stable regional dialogue and potential peace-building measures. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that Tamara Levi-Bena from the Treasury warns of a potential economic collapse, citing a trauma economy moving from crisis to crisis. Separately, Israel Hayom Business suggests that Rami Levy, the retail giant, faces potential investigation for alleged reporting omissions during the holiday season. And finally, CTEC highlights financial strains in Israel's defense sector, with Rafael, AIA, and Elbit facing $4.3 billion in unpaid bills amid increased wartime procurement. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.